Today's daf is Bavim Tzia, daf Yud Beis, and we left off on Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. But let's just remember just one thought that I mentioned that I would start with, and that is yesterday the phrase Da'as Acheres Makne Shaini came up on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which wouldn't be such a famous phrase had Tosfos all over not made it famous. Tosfos in a number of places, the largest Tosfos is in Sanhedrin, towards in Perek Metzorah Mor, daf Samaches, where Tosfos discusses that even though the Gemara says in many places that a katan is allowed bar zechiya, a katan can't own anything, as we're going to see today, that if a katan picks something up, that's a mitziyah, midaraisa, you could just take it from him. Midarabanan, we say, it's darkei shalom, you shouldn't. We have to have some societal rules, but midaraisa, a katan can't be zocha. But says Tosfos, if somebody else gives it to a katan or sells it to a katan, das acheres makne, so then it'll work. Then it'll work. And we discussed in the past the Nodav Yehuda, who says there, what can a katan get married then? A woman is makna herself to a katan. So then, why doesn't that marriage work? We know a katana could get married, so why can't a katan get married? So you have to say that not the marriage is not the regular case of das acheres makna. The woman is not really makna herself. But either way, that's the principle that Tosfos says. The question is, where is Tosfos' source? Nowhere in Shas does it say that about a katan, and that's why the Shach rejects Tosfos. The Shach, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Shach says, I don't agree, because it doesn't say it anywhere in Shas. How could that be true, such a basic principle? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe our Gemara, which is the only place where it mentions the phrase, is the source for Tosfos. Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that das acheres makne could take the place of a chatzar ha-mishtameris. That even if a chatzar is not mishtamer by the owner, it's not guarded by the owner, das acheres makne substitutes for that. So how is that? What's the svara for that? But it makes it guarded. Makes it guarded. Now, if the person's still not there, the owner is still not there, so how could, just because I put it into your rishus, how does that make it guarded? So Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik in Eretz HaTzvi on page Reish Aleph. I saw last night he also quotes it in his other sefer, the Ginas Egos. Same idea. He says, Bichlau, how could, if we hold chatzer mitam shliach, as we've said, how does that work? A shlichus only works where, at the moment of the shlichus, I am connected to the mishaleach somehow. I say, I'm doing this for the mishaleach. I'm getting married for the Mishaleach. I'm marrying this one for the Mishaleach. I am selling this for the Mishaleach. I'm doing anything for the Mishaleach. Don't you usually need that at the moment of the Shlichus? So how does a Chatzar Bechlau work as a Shliach? So, says Rav Soloveitchik in one of two ways. If it's a guarded Chatzar, so maybe the fact that it's guarded connects it to the Mishaleach. It's guarded. Nobody else is coming in here. So that itself is connected to the Mishaleach. Or if someone else puts it into my rishus, so that also is connecting it to the mishaleach. It's not making it a makom mishumar, because that's not what you need. What you need is, as if at the moment of the shlichus, the chatzar is saying, obviously it's not talking, but the chatzar is saying, I'm doing this for the mishaleach. Either that can happen by being guarded, it's closed in for the mishaleach, or even das acheres makne, that's enough to say, this is being done for the mishaleach. It's supplying the connection, it's supplying the das at the moment of the shlichus, that is needed. So if that's the root idea behind das acheres makne substituting for mishtamera, it's not a din in being mishumar, but it's a din in connecting the shliach to the mishaleach at that moment, and one could say that means supplying the das at that moment of the connection, so maybe that's das acheres makne by katan also. A katan doesn't have das, that's his problem why he can't be zocha, and therefore das acheres makne could apply that element as well. So maybe that's how it could be a source for Tosfos. Rav Shechter does note, and this might be the Rav Soloveitchik also noted, that the Rabbeinu Peretz quoted in the Shidduch Kubetzes here as a different pshat of das acheres makne, and if that's the pshat, then Tosfos doesn't have a basis. And that is, Rabbeinu Peretz says, why does das acheres makne help instead of chatzar mishtaberes? Because of das acheres makne, that I'm only putting it into your rishus. And regarding everyone else, there's still an isser of losigzol. You're still not allowed to take it. So there, that's saying that the das acheres makne is really kind of taking the place of the guarding, the mishumar. It's not really supplying any kind of das. So if you take that type of approach to das acheres makne, so then it wouldn't be a source of Tosfos. But either way, that's an important Gemara to be aware of. The Gemara we had yesterday by Masiyah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so we ended off with a question yesterday. What did we say? We said the rule is that when it's a chatzar hamishtameres, when it's a yard that is guarded, so then you do not have to be there. But if it's a yard that is not guarded, then you have to be there. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, what about get? by get, even if the woman, if it's a guarded field, even if it's chaser mishtameres, still we paskin the woman has to be there. So Gemara says, no, that's different, because get is bal karcha. So we ended off with a question, so you should say just the opposite. Maskifla, five lines from the bottom. Maskifla, Rosh Hashanah, Breda, Ravidi, Velav, Kava, Choma, Hariyu. Isn't it a Kava, Choma then? Ma get, de Isa, bal karcha, I omedis, besad, besa, u besad, chatera, in, I lo, lo. By get, where the woman doesn't play as central of a role. After all, she's bal karcha. It has to be daita, but you don't need her will, and yet she has to be there. Matana de midaita lo kol shekein. So matana with a makabel, it's midas. If I don't want to accept the matana, you can't force it on me. You can't force zechia, right? Soni matana zechia. Let's say I hold that. So what do you say about why should the matana? Surely the person should have to be there. So Ella Amar Ravashi says Ravashi. Chatzer Isra'boi, if you're on another chair, there's another one upstairs. Chatzer Isra'boi Mishum Yad V'logara Mishlichu. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Even according to the Mount Amr that holds Chatzer is Mishum Yad, Rashi explains there's always a backup of Chatzer Mishum Shlichus. Chatzer Mishum Shlichus comes first, and then there's an Erechish, Chidish, it's not only Shliach, it's even Yad. But really in the background, there's always a Shlichus idea. And therefore, one has to look at each context to see if normal shlichus would work, but not normal shlichus. Zechia shlichus. Because here, he wasn't appointed. So Gabi get the chov hula, so by get, which is a chov for the woman in chavin la'adam elabafana. That's why the woman has to be there, because get is a chov. Halachically, it's a chov for a woman to be divorced, where the husband no longer has to support her, and it's a chov, and therefore, in chavin la'adam elabafana. That's why the woman has to be there. But gabi matana, dizchusulo, zachim adam shalom b'fanav. But by matana, which is a zchus, generally, we assume matanas are zchuyos, so therefore, that zchia can happen even if the person is not there. So that's the chilek between get and matana. The question is get always a chov? What if a woman is saying, I want to get divorced, I want to get divorced? What if we know that this is a chov? Would we say in that case that the woman doesn't have to be there? If we know for sure she wants to get divorced? So that's the discussion in the Rashba in Gittin. Rashba in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches, where the Rashba quotes a Deya that says, yeah, it'll make a difference. If she's expressed her das that she wants to get divorced, so that it is a ischus. Says the Rashba, I'll read it to you. The hecha the zarach la midaito mirtzona. If he throws a get midaso mirtzona, the chatzar mishtameres la daita. Afa bishen smuchala ikala meimar demode demugureshes delagar mishlichus. The kiven she wrote a begeru shehel mirtzona nasu chatzeras chuzula zachen adam shlobafana. That's the first day of the Rashba. The Rashba then says, I disagree though. I disagree with his day. Mistavra, I think the ena mugureshes, even if she's saying, I'm divorced, I want to get divorced, ain't a mugureshes. Ta b'shlichus dechvasa ain't a mugureshes, because you never have such a thing. If there's something that's a chov, it's a chov, period. Mishum de'ikr gerishin chovu le'isha. Because b'ikaron it's a chov. V'yavav ishi mechazeres lehizgarish, even though she's trying, dilma hadraba. He says, you know, maybe at that very last second that she's getting the get, maybe she's having second thoughts. V'ahachin isa b'yerushalmi. And that is, do you want to sit over there, or there's another chair upstairs? And this is even what the Yerushalmi says. Tosfos quotes this in the first day in also. Haga'atz machashi, he tzaveches lehizgarish. Ani omer shemachazraba. Even if she's screaming about getting divorced, maybe she's chozeres bo at that moment. So the Rashba says, fundamentally, if the woman's saying it's a schus and I throw it into her chaser, it's still a chov. The only case that will work is if the get is already in her chaser. And then she says, Tikni li chaseri. That would work. Because then there's no worry about chazara. It's already there. She knows it's going to be at that moment. And she's expressing it at that moment. Right? So the Rashba seems to be saying, bottom line, that it's all about because we're not sure if she's chazara's bow. Because you might have said, even if she says Tikni li chaseri, if she's not there. So it seems like he's always worried. Im nasu kfar b'chatzir shi b'tzipori. V'amr lo ha-gidich b'chatzrich. So then b'zu nira d'mugureshes. It's still a nira. It's not an obvious. It's still a nira d'mugureshes. But that is a discussion with the Rashba. Other Rishonim don't make any chilukim. Other Rashba says, other Rishonim will always say it's a chov, and therefore it would never work. That is like the Ritva here. The Ritva seems to say that it's always a chov no matter what, even if she says tikni l'chatzir. Okay, but that's the chiluk the Gemara says between get and matana. In other words, you always got to look at the specific context to know whether something's going to work or not. Okay, fourth line, gufa. Okay. Gufa, ra, usan, ratan, achar, metziah, v'chulu. The discussion we had yesterday, based on our Mishnah, you see people running after a metziah. Amr of Yirmiyam, Rabbi Yochanan, avusha, ratz, achreinu, magian. And you say, as it's running through your yard, it's mine, my chaz is kona it. So in that way, it works as long as you would be able to catch it. Meaning, we said, a deer with a broken leg, or birds that can't really fly. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyam, b'matana, hey. And we asked, what about matana? By matana, do you also have the same rules? Kiblim b'nei Rabbi Abba Barkahan, avabisha, ratz, achreinu, vein, magian. And we had the Mesorah that know that even if you can catch it, right? That was the raya that we mentioned yesterday to Das Acharis Makna. But by Matana, it'll work in your chatzar even if you won't be able to catch it. So Boy Rava, related to that, Rava asked, Zarak, we're talking about things flying through your rishus. So what about Zarak Arnaki bePesach Zeb, the Yazza bePesach Acher, Mahu? What if I throw a wallet, I throw anything, into your rishus, but I throw it and it's, the way I threw it is going to end up outside of your rishus on the other side, through your front door and out your back door. So, mahu, what is the halacha there if I throw it in and it's on its way out? Avir she'ein sofa lanuach kamunach dami olo. Do I say something that is not sofa lanuach? It's not going to end up in your rishus. Meaning Rashi explains, if I threw the wallet and it's going to end up falling into your house, not outside your back door, in your house, then for sure you're koneh it. Because that's sofa lanuach in your house. And therefore, if somebody else comes and while it's in the air, rips it away, it's too late. Your house was koneh it because it was sofa lanuach in your house. The only suffix is where it's going to fly through your house. And we could already, at this moment, if you stop time, you see, try to guess where it's going to go, it's not going to end up in your house. It's going to end up through your house. So that's avir she'ein sofa lanuach kemunach dam yolo. So what do we say in that case? So amr le rapapa la rava, v'yamri la ravacha bar masa la rava, v'yamri la ravina la rava. Someone told rava, right? Lav hainu masdisen. Isn't this case like our Mishnah, where it's going through? Ra osan ratz nachar metziah. V'yamri rabbi Yirmiyah v'amr rabbi Yochanan. V'hosha ratz achreinu magian. Ubay rabbi Yirmiyah, as we just said, b'matana heich, what about matana? Do you have the same rules? V'kibla minei rabbi Abba bar Kahana b'matana. Afal b'sha ratz achreinu magian. Even if you're not going to catch it by matana, it's good enough. So what's the raya? What does it sound like the raya is? The simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the matana issue as well. So it sounds like it's comparing it to matana. Just like by matana, even if you can't catch it, still it's going to be nikneh in your chatzar. So too in this case, where you throw the wallet all the way through, so it's going to be nikneh to the person to whose house it's in, even though he can't grab it, even though it's going to end up on the other side. That's the pashtus. And that's what Tosfos says, meaning, what's the case of matana? The case of matana is das acheres makneh. So if you say that's the rules, so that's acheres makneh, so that's why Tosfos says in v'yatza bepesach acher, lo garsinan v'afkere. We're not talking about a case where the thrower of the wallet was mafkir it. Because if it was mafkir, then that's not a case of das acheres makneh. And as we just said, that's going to have different rules. Then you're going to have to reach it. You're going to have to grab it. So lo gasin of afkir to hachashiv le das acheres makneh also. Because the Gemara is considering it a case of das acheres makneh, de maisi raya mi matana. Because it's bringing a raya from matana, which is das acheres makneh. So it must be that you don't have that girsa of the wallet thrower was afkir, was mafkir. Because then it wouldn't be a good comparison. The problem is Rashi. Rashi says about the sixth skinny line. What does Rashi say? Zark Arnaki v'hifkiro l'kol hakodem. You were mafkirit to the first one. All right. So according to Rashi, you were mafkirit. That's not das acharis makneh. If you're mafkirit, it's hefker, and now anybody can pick it up. If anybody can pick it up, that's similar to the first case of the Mishnah, the case where you have to reach it, not the second case. So why the Gemara Bechal quotes the second case? And it should be like the first case where you should reach it. So is this talking about a case where you can grab the wallet? Doesn't sound like it. So Rashi is difficult. Says the Rashba, explaining Rashi. I think that when the Gemara earlier said das acheres makneh, it was only discussing a case of a lost item. That's what's being excluded by das acheres makneh, because you're getting it from the floor. But if somebody was mafkir something specifically with in mind for anyone to pick it up, that's somewhere in the middle. That's not like a regular case of mitziah. What were we talking about before? Where somebody was mitziahish, so nobody is on the floor, nobody has, so you're picking it up. But if I'm mafkir it, knowing that somebody's going to pick it up afterwards, that's somewhat of a das acheres makneh. Unbelievable chiddush by the Rashba. There's a difference between a lost object going into your rishus and after somebody's mafkir something, and then you're picking it up. You still see the remnants of that earlier bailus, because he was mafkir et midas. He didn't just lose the item. That's metziah. If he lost the item, then you, the original owner has no connection to me. Mashenkit, if I mafker it, he does. Shiny hacha dehefker shehumi das bailim kidas acheres maknehu. It's like a das acheres makne. Velo asa, and now the notes explain the Ramban's lashon. Velo asa la fuki ela metziah shelof kiru bailim idaitum. So when Rashi here says hefker, that's good enough das acheres makne. Just metziah would be a problem. Right, the Truma Sakri though then asks, but we just mentioned earlier, we're going to have it later on today's daf, but we learned by a cotton. A cotton can't be zoche. Right, if a cotton finds something, it can't be zoche. What do you mean? If a cotton finds something that somebody was mafker, it should be good enough. And the Gemara never says that. Even Tosas never says that. Only if somebody sells something to the cotton. So the Truma Sakri says, why wouldn't that work for a cotton? So, Sarachian, if this is the case, but this is the idea, the Ritva doesn't like it, but the Rashba quotes this idea for Rashi, that maybe there's a difference between a lost item and something that somebody was mafkir. When somebody was mafkir, you still see the roots of the bailus of the original person, and you consider it somewhat of das acheres makne. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So let's go with, explain the Gemara, the question again. Again, the question was, if you have a wallet flying through the air in your house and it's going to go out the other side, is that nikneh? So the Gemara says, looks like yes. Just like our Gemara says, based on matana, if I put a matana in your rishus and I can't even catch it, it's still going to work. So the Gemara says, no, maybe they're not comparable. Amar lei, misgalgal ka'amrit. You're asking me, trying to bring a proof from misgalgal, that means something rolling on the ground, something's touching the ground. Shani misgalgal, de kemunach dami. Well, there's a difference between something flying through the air and something galloping in your field, or the birds that can't fly. Both of those are walking on the ground. That's more of a connection to your yard. The thing flying through the air, that's not on the ground at all. So maybe you can't bring a raya, even if you say kumunach dami by something running. So it's as if it's you only have to say it as if it stopped, not as if it's as if it rested, because it's resting, it's on the ground. So maybe you cannot bring a raya. So this question goes unanswered. The question is, what do we paskin? What do we paskin? So the Rishonim work out. You have to go v'chumra in all directions. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins by get. It's for sure lav kemunach dami, and it doesn't say anything anywhere else. He doesn't quote it by matana. He doesn't quote it by the other context. He doesn't quote it by the Arnaki case by a hefker. All he does is quote it by get. He says by get, if a man throws a get into his wife's rishus and it goes in one rishus and straight out the other rishus, it's definitely lav kemunach dami. So the Rambam wants to say that lechumra, that's fine. But first of all, lechumra would be safek megureshus, right? And number two, if he holds this by lechumra, why did he quote it anywhere else? So says the Magen Mishnah. He says, I'm not sure where the Rambam gets this from. He says, but it seems like he's mechalek between get and other areas of halacha. The Rambam hilchos gerushin, hey yud. V'Rabbeinu kasav kan she'ein megureshus v'efshar shehu savor delagabi get bevadai avir she'ein sofa lanuach lav kemunach dami. Must be different by get. Question is why? Why is get different? What's the difference between get? Why should by get, if the get flies through the air, it's not kemunach dami, and by batana maybe it's kemunach dami? That's a paskin. So for that we need Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim alashas and the Grach alashas in Simen Kuf Samach Beis, he quotes. He says, what does it mean when something's flying through the air as if it's kemunach dami? You know what that means? It doesn't mean it's kemunach on the ground. Avir shein sof lanuach kemunach dami means it's munach in the air. It's as if it stopped in the air and your avir of your chatzer is kone. Right? What did the Mishnayos and Gittin say? Let's say a man throws a get to his wife's on the roof. So what does the Mishnah say? Right when it gets into the airspace of the walls of the roof, right? Maybe that works. Right? Or by kinyan it works. And when it gets... But what's needed by get and what's done by kemunach dami? In most areas of halacha for a kinyan, you know what you need? You need it to be in my airspace, and that's enough of a kinyan. Right? Avir she'ezav alanuach, it's kemunach in the air. That's good enough. Reb Chaim says, by get, you need yada. It has to be munach ala karka. Kimunach ala karka. U'kemunach biyada, and that for sure this doesn't get. Avir she'ein sof lanuach kemunach dami or lo, this question in the Gemara is it considered kemunach ba'avir? So that's the question. Is it kemunach ala karka? For sure not. And that's what is needed by get, and that's why the Rambam is clear by get that it doesn't work, even though by the other cases he doesn't mention it, because it is a sveika d'din. Okay, that's Reb Chaim. Weiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara... it's a question in the postgame. What happens if the person is chozer bo while it's in the air? Oh, I want it back. So the postgame discuss it. Look at the tour and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, sorry, this is not Shabbos. Oh, what about Shabbos? So the Shabbos, then it gets into cases of Mezin and Shogeg. If he becomes Mezin in the middle, he realizes it's Shabbos and there's a Hutzah going on.
But the passing through as far as
Rishos
is concerned.
Passing through as far as Rishos.
And Hutzah is concerned. So it's
the Ewi Paskin, well, on Shabbos, you don't need it to be on the ground either. You need a Hanacha, but you can't, as you say, Akira Tzorach Hanacha Dami. Okay, says the Mishnah. Still talking about, again, this whole first parak about lost items and different who has claims on these lost items. Mesias b'no bito aktanim, Mesias avda v'shivchasu aknanim, the mitzia of a young child, or the mitzia of an eved or a shivcha kananis, Mesias ishto, ha'elu shalo. All of these belong to the father, or the owner. Right, the mitzia of a young child, and right, eved and shivcha kananis, and of a wife. Mitzias b'no b'to agdolim, but the mitzia of an older child, mitzias avdo v'shivchaso ha'evrim, or of an eved ivri or a shivcha ama ivriya, mitzias ishto shegirsha, or of a wife that he already divorced, aval bishalom nasan l'ksuba, even though he didn't give the ksuba yet, hare elu shalohem. It belongs to each of them. He has no rights in their mitzia. So Amar Shmuel, mibnei ma amru mitzias katan la'aviv. Shmuel asks, why do we see a mitzias katan goes to the father? What's the question based on? We know from Gemara's and Ksubis why the mitzia of a katana or an isha goes to the husband. Different reasons, mishum takana, why it goes there, mishum eva, mishum the husband gives something to the wife, so the wife's mitzias go to the husband. But what about a katan? Why does it go to the father? The assumption of Shmuel seems to be that it's a davar pasha, that it doesn't stay with the katan. That's what Gemara's going to bring around in a minute. So the only question of the Gemara is, so why the father? So what did the father do to be zoche in the katan's mitzios? Maybe you say it's a love. Because after all, when a little boy finds something, what does he do? He runs to his Abba. Look what I found, look what I found. So Lachora, his das, when he finds it, is to give it to the father. Rashi says, Hilka Kishamagbiya with Sorach Aviv Higbiyu. Right? When he picks it up, Lachora, he's picking it up for the father. The Ritva says, Pirush Lapirusho, quoting Rashi, to kivan de rabbanan who de tikin mitzia lakatan mibidarki shalom, since the whole basis of this is Darki Shalom, you know, the cotton picks it up. We don't want people to fight with him, so we're not going to say it doesn't belong to anybody. Amrina Shedimisiyos Aviv Mehai Taima. And even if you say, says the Ritva, that usually Hamagbiya Mitzila Chavero Lo Kana Chavero, sugya earlier that we had, if I pick something up for someone else, it doesn't work. Here it's going to work because, you know, this is a part of the Takana, part of the Takana Durabana. Okay, that's the Iker Din. Says the Gemara now, Lemember the Savar Shmuel Katan Lesle Zachil and Achimida Raisa. Is this to tell me that Me'ikir Hadin, Shmuel says a Khan can't be Zocha? Right, that's why it automatically, the Gemara says, so why does it go to the father? Well, it doesn't go to him. So does he say that? But V'hatanya, we had a Braisa. Here's what I alluded to yesterday. 2 days ago, we discussed Peya. Yesterday, we discussed Shechacha. Today, we discussed Leket. Baruch Hashem, all three. V'hatanya, and we'll discuss the parasha in a second. Hasocher is a poel of somebody hires out a worker. I hired out a worker. The worker happens to be a poor man. And the halacha is that a poor man is allowed to collect the leket. The leket, if you remember, is the single grains that happen to fall down, the stalks that fall down behind me as I'm walking. Or while I'm walking, it falls out of my hands. Shichacha are the big bundles that are left. Pei is the corner of the field. Leket is the pieces. So what happens? The aniyim usually follow the balabaya, so whatever falls down, the aniyim can pick it up. So here, if I hire a worker, his son can follow him, and any leket that falls down, the son's allowed to pick up. Yulaki ben alacharaf. Lemechza l'shlish l'revia, but if I don't hire a worker in the normal, just giving him a wage, but I say he is entitled to a percentage of the profits, so then he's already considered a partial owner. And therefore, he's not called an ani regarding this field. Lo yilaki ben acharav, then the son cannot collect. Why? The Gemara is going to say in a second that he's considered an ashir legabe zeh. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no, bekach uvekach yilaki ben acharav v'dishto acharav. Rabbi Yosi says, no, even if he gets a percentage, he's an ani, he's an ani. So therefore, the son or the wife could collect afterwards. So v'yamar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. And the Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that the son and the wife is allowed to collect afterwards. So what's the diuk? What's the diuk? So as follows. Amrit bishlama katan isle zechiel anafshei. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi. Why would it be allowed for the ani to take it if the man, if the worker has a percentage that is considered an owner of the field? So if the katan has his own zechia daraisa, so when the katan picks it up, he's getting it for himself, it's not automatically going to the father, then you can understand why he could be able to get it. Ki kamalake lafshi kamalake. right? He's getting it for himself. The father's going to get it from him, but it's not automatic. So then you can say the child's getting it. But if a katan really does not have any zechuyos himself, so ki kamalaki lo aviv kamalakit, then when he picks it up, it goes straight to the father. And the father's rich. Tosef says, at least lagabi this field. He's considered rich, and therefore he shouldn't be able to collect it from this field. So how could Shmuel say lahalacha like Rav Yossi, who said that he's allowed to? He's allowed to? That's mashma that he has his own zechiyah. What do you mean? Shmuel just said, based on our Mishnah, that a katan doesn't have zechiyah daraisa. Right, so that's the question. Amai ishto banam lakit acharav. Why could his wife and son collect after him?
Right, it says, should the question be phrased a little differently? That it's das acharis machnazon. So
is it das acharis machne? Yeah, is this like mitzia?
He's there, and the who's the cutting and the father are both there, and the das acharis machne.
It's enough of the father that he can't take leket. Is it considered haknoah from the tzad of the worker of the father? I don't know if we can go that far. He's considered he has a percent. I mean, that's a Rashi here quotes. He's considered really Ashir, but Tosfos in Vavu, he says, Lav Davka Ashir. It just means that he has a chelik in the Sada and doesn't get the leket. Answers the Gemara, no problem. Shmuel time at the Tana di Dunka Amar Valelo Svirale. In our Mishnah, Shmuel doesn't really hold it. Shmuel is just explaining the Tana of our Mishnah. Why does that Mishnah say it goes to the father? But really, Meikar Adin, Shmuel holds that the Katan does have Zchiyah Daraisa, and that's why he could get it, and it won't be considered as going automatically to the father. Period. We mentioned last time in the Parsha Shir one answer to this question, but let's answer another one. Right, we've just had Lekat Shechen Peah that come up in the Gemara. The question is, if you look in this week's Parsha, in Perachav Gimel, it's Parsha Samoadim, you have all the Parshas all the Moadim mentioned in Perachav Gimel, and all of a sudden, stuck in the middle, right after Shavuos, you have the mitzvah of Lekat Shechen Peah. Ma Kesher, why is that, what does that have to do with the Moadim? So we mentioned one idea last night for the Meshech Chachma, but there's another idea that I mentioned in other Shirim. The Shemanatov, Rabbi Weinberger quotes in his Sefer on Moadim. Why do we read Rus on Shavuos? So what do we do? David HaMelech's birthday, David HaMelech's yard site. But he suggests another idea of connecting David HaMelech with Shavuos is about Moshe Rabbeinu, Toras Moshe. Right? He quotes the Gra, which we're going to have another Gra in a few minutes. But the Gra says Hakol Kol Yaakov Eidai Midei Esav. If you look in the Torah Shebichsav, Hakol Kol Yaakov. One kol is spelled with a vav, and one kol is spelled without a vav. Kol kol Yaakov. We have one kol male, and one kol chaser. Right, what is the basis? So the Gro explains that every Jew has two kolos. We have the kol of Torah. That's the kol male, where we're proud, and we're full, and we're alive, and we're excited. That's our kol male. But then you have the other kol, the kol that's missing, that's chaser, the kol that's broken, the kol that's low, and that's the kol of tefillah. The kol of tefillah, where if we're not broken, if we don't feel like we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to be able to daven. Those are the two kolos of every Jew. A kol kol Yaakov, the kol mole, and the kol chaser, that already is enough of a grunt. But he continues and says, the kol mole and the kol chaser, he says, which personalities in Tanakh depict and signify these two kolos? Moshe and David. Moshe is the call of Torah, and David, bases the author of Tehillim, basically all of our davening is Tehillim, is the call of Tefillah. So on Shavuos, we want to connect the two. We read the call of Torah, we have the call of Torah, Kabbalah Torah, we also read Rus, because that's the roots of David HaMelech, the call of Tefillah. And then he quotes a Remez Nifla from the Rokeach. The Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, says, right after Shavuos, it says, if a Kutzrachem is Kitzir Artzachem, right, Lekan Hashecha, don't collect, Le'oni V'lager Ta'azov Osam. So le'ani v'lager, on Shavuos, we say, leave it for the ani and for the ger. What's le'ani v'lager? Lo'ani, lo'anav, lo'anav mikalada Moshe Rabbeinu v'lager, to the one who comes from Gerim. Rus ha'moavia, David ha'melech, le'ani v'lager, are remazim to Moshe and David, heim yigmaru ha'gu'ula. To Moshe ya'maskil, v'david misayim, with their zechuyos of Torah and tefillah. So maybe that's another remez why this is in the parsha of Shavuos. Okay, so you can remember that for Shavuos also in a couple of weeks. Nice things to say at the table. Says the Gemara Vayter. The Savar, so we explain, Shmuel really holds that Katan is Zoche, and that's why he says the son could collect the up to the father. The Savar, Rav Yossi, Katan is Lezchiyah Midaraisa, but Shmuel holds it like Rav Yossi. Does Rav Yossi really say that? Rav Yossi holds Katan has Lezchiyah Midaraisa, but Vahatznan, doesn't the Mishnah say get mishum gezel mi bnei darkei shalom? Remember the sugi is in Hanizakin. right, in the fifth parak in Gittin, all the Mishnah is all about Darkei Shalom. So one of them is a lost object that was found by a Chereshot of a Katan, you're not allowed to steal it. You can't steal it because even though Midaraisa, they don't have any Zechiyah, but Darkei Shalom, society functions better this way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi, it's not just Darkei Shalom, it's real stealing. Biomer, if Chesel Gezel Gomer, Midabrahim, at least Midarabanan is real stealing. Nafgemina, what's the difference if it's Darkei Shalom or real stealing Midarabanan? They're both Rabbanan. Lohotzia Bedayanim. But Nafgemina is, will judges force you to give it back? So if it's Gezel Gomer, Midarabanan, they'll force you to give it back. And if not, they won't. It was just Lachar Chilanap. What do you see from here? The Rabbi Yossi holds this based on Darkei Shalom. So you see, Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Katan as Zechiyah Midaraisa. Says the Gemara, Ella Omer Abaya. No. So you're right. A Katan does not have Zechiyah Daraisa. But, so why is the child allowed to follow his father in the field to collect? Asu'uhu kemisha halchu bo nemoshos. They made it, Chazal made it as if the nemoshos already left. What are the nemoshos? It's a Mishnah in Peah. Mishnah in Peah says, after the nemoshos go by, that anyone who wants could go collect the matnas aniyim. The nemoshos are the final people who go through the field. Maybe it means the latecomers, maybe it means the elder, poor people, the last ones to go through. Basically, after the nemoshos go through, then the rest of the aniyim are masach l'das of getting any of these matnas aniyim, and they're mochilit. So, when you have a father who's a worker, who is an ani, basically all the other aniyim are mochel. They say, oh, it's for his son. The aniyim gufaya maschi daitayu. The poor, other poor people basically are, have a hesach adas. Savri, they say, breidech malakti le. Obviously, this guy's son is going after him. See, but there's no gezel anymore from the other aniyim, because they assume that the son's going to get it. Says to come for 1 minute, why is that allowed? Amalei rabad bar masal abaya, v'chimuter adam laharbit zari betoch sadehu, k'dei sheyir aniyim yivrechu. Am I allowed to get a lion from the zoo, put it at the edge of my field, and roar a few times so that the poor people say, okay, we're mochel. That's not fair. So this son is like a lion. So why can he bring his son in? So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, okay, modify it a little bit. Asu she'eno zoche kezoche. You know why they're mochel? They're not mochel because it's automatic like these nemoshos. But they're mochel for the following reason. They made somebody who's not usually zocha. The katan who cannot be zocha daraisa, the chacham gave him the status of being zocha. Why? My time up. The halacha basically is, v'yahat l'arecha kamocha. Aniyim gufayu nichaluhu. The other aniyim are very happy about this. Ki hechi techi agru l'didhu nukad benayu basrayu. When I get a job, my son will come after me. So I'll let your son go after you, and my son will come after me. That's why, you know, what's good for you is what's good for me, and that's why they're mochel. Not because of the legal halacha of halchon nemoshos, but because specifically I'm thinking about my own good, and therefore I will let you have it so that you will let me have it. That's what the Ritva says. What is this based on? What do you mean, also she'enu zocha kezocha? So the Ritva says that it is based on hefker, bezin, hefker. Hefker, bezin, hefker. L'maisa, kind of cannot be zocha daraisa. So how could we be makia the schus of other aniyim? So he says la milsa dal kaimelan but the hefker bezin hefker the kol shegen acha the nichlu aniyim to alma because in parish va'azlu the heim machlu zechusam eitz al banav shel zeh they're mocha their schus and therefore it's not a problem especially you want to throw in dasacharis machne so throw in dasacharis machne as if they're giving it to the other aniyim upliga de rebbe chia bar abba. By the way, says the Gemara, this whole understanding that we have had, being medayik from our Mishnah about the Zechiyah of a Katan or not, is against Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Why? Dam Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan. Lo gadol gadol mamish, lo katan katan mamish. When our Mishnah says gadol and katan, it shouldn't be taken literally. Gadol, 13 years old, and katan, less than that. Ela gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv, zehu katan. A gadol that relies on his father's table, that's really a katan. Right? Because he's relying on his father's bank account. Katan ve'inu samach al shulchan aviv zeo gadol. If you have a katan that's independently wealthy businessman selling lemonade on the street, right? Zeo gadol, that's a gadol, and therefore he is not considered a katan. Okay, to come to the shir today for the following gra dayenu. I saw this gra yesterday. I was in shock. I was like shaking. But you only appreciate it if you just did this gemara. So the gra was once traveling in an inn, and he passed by an inn, and the innkeeper says he sees that he's a real talmid chacham. So he says, I have to ask you a question. I've asked this to millions of people, and nobody knows the answer. He takes out a tattered old chumash, and he opens it up to the pasuk by in Parshas Bereishis, where the sun and the moon, the Mara Gadol, the Mara Katan, and he says, "My grandfather scribbled this. I don't know what it means." And it says there, he scribbled it. It said Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kaf. Gushanik. I don't know. He says, what's a Gushanik? He says, I don't know what my grandfather meant. I've been asking. And this, by the way, is quoted in Pnidim Mishulchan Agra, right? The green Gra Sefer on Chumash, page Chaf. He says, I don't know what Gushanik means. The Gra says, it's Mefurish Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Gushanik, you know what that stands for? Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. A gadol that relies on his father's table is called a katan. Why is it here, says the Gra? The ma'ar ha-gadol and the ma'ar ha-katan. The moon gets its light from the sun. It's not independent, its light. It gets the light by the reflection of the sun. And therefore it's called katan because it's relying on the sun. And therefore, the sun is the gadol, and this is the katan. So, gushanik, gadol v'samach al-shulchan aviv nikra katan. That's the Gra. Just got to like have your mouth open and say, Baruch Hashem, that our nation has such a has a predecessor, has a patriarch as the Vilna Gaon. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara two dots. Metzias avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim hariyushal atzman. The second half of the Mishnah said, if the metziah of a Jewish slave, right, really slave is not the appropriate translation of avdus. Because if you look in Hilchas Avadim in the Rambam, it's not anything close to slavery. The slave has to eat first, there's only one bed in the house, the Eved gets it. So it's better translation as servitude, right? Jewish servitude, not slavery. Servitude. So a Jewish servant gets to keep their own metziahs. They ask the Gemara, why? Amai, lo yehe ela poel. Right? It should be, why shouldn't the Eved, Jewish Eved, is like a worker, Poel. What did we say yesterday and the day before? Vatanya, Metzias Poel La'atzmo. The Metzia of a worker, he gets the key. But Bamedvar Mamurim, Bizman Sha'amalon Acheshi Mihayom Adori Mihayom. Only if his instructions were a specific act, weed for me. So then we assume that only the weeding is included in his avoda. Aval Amarlo, Asei Imi Malacha Vahayom Metzia. If he says to him, do work for me today, then everything would be included in Metzias of the Balabayas. So here too, in our Mishnah, aren't we talking about a case where it's an Eved or a Shivcha that's basically doing work for the Baal HaBayis, so the Metziah should belong to the owner? So Gemara says, no, three answers. Three cases where we can answer why there's a difference between our Mishnah, where the Eved keeps it, and by the Poel, where the owner gets it. Amar B'chi Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Hacha Be'Eved Noki Margolias Askinan. Maybe in our Mishnah we're talking about an Eved who works in pearls. He's a very specific type of Eved. Specific work. Shein Rabo wrote Lishanos and Lachacheres. This Rab has nothing else in mind. You cut my diamonds, you cut my pearls, I want you to do that. So he doesn't include it. It's as if he said Adori mi nacheshi mi. It's just like he said that because he wants him for a specific malacha. Does the Eved have to pay the schar batala for the time when he picks up the Messiah? That's the machlokas we shown him. Rashi here says, yeah. Bishaim la rabo schar bitulo. He has to pay him because the Rab wants you every second to be doing what he wants you to do, doing the pearls, he has to pay him. Shizun Kabat says, assumes not. Shizun Kabat says, assumes it's understood. He does not have to pay him for it. But that's answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar, Vimagbiya Mitzia, Imalachtu Askina. No, you know why he gets to keep it in our Mishnah? Because he didn't stop doing his other work. He was able to do it at the same time. Whatever work he was doing, he did it, he picked up the Mitzia concurrently at the same time, and therefore he doesn't have to give it to the Baal HaBayis. Number three, Rav Papa Amar says, maybe the Poel case is different. You know when the Gemara said a Poel has to give it to the Baal HaBayis? Only if the Poel was hired to collect lost items. Since when does you hire somebody to collect lost items? So the Gemara says, "V'hechi dami, what's the case?" To akfi agman bakavri. No, there was a big tide one day. The water went all the way up, and then when the water receded, all these fish were left on the beach. So you hire somebody to go collect all those fish. Right, so that's a case. That's specifically there. That's a metziah that you're collecting for the Baal HaBayis. Maybe that's basically the third answer is different than the first two, because the third answer is saying our mission is the rule and the poel is the exception. It's a specific case. Later, so high shivcha hechidami. What's the case of shivcha in our Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? A Jewish shivcha, a shivcha amanama ivriya, gets to keep her metziah. So what's the case? Ida I see shtei Cyrus. If we're talking about a gedola, a shivcha gedola, so my bayagabe. So we know, read the Torah, that an Amma Ivriya goes free when she turns 12 years old. So you can't have such a Shivcha. Vidalo, I see Shay Cyrus, and if she's a Ketana, then it depends. If this Ketana has a father, Davu Ahave, then it should go to the father. Vidalesa La'av, and if she doesn't have a father, so Tebung Mises Av, then we know the halacha is that the Shivcha goes free when her father dies. Damarish Lakish Amahivriya Kana Atma Bamisa Zaav Mirishus Ha'adon Bakavachomer. Right, we learned the beginning of Mesechus Kedushin. Right, she goes free when her father dies. So Lamaisa, what's the case of Shivcha? So Gemara says, 1 minute, Vlavi Tosav Reish Lakish, didn't we shlug up, didn't we ask on Reish Lakish in Kedushin that you don't say such a Kavachomer? So Neimah Mehai Nami Tevi Tiyufta. So just say this is also a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Really, you don't go free when the father dies. And this is a Kasha on Reish Lakish because this proves that the father must have died. The father did the right. The father must have died. So Gemara says, Lo, Lo Lam Disalav. Really, there is a father. There is a father. So shouldn't it go to the father? Shouldn't it go to her? Umai Hearehin Shalahen La Fuke De Rabba. It just means it doesn't go to the master. It means it goes to their side. Shalahen means to the daughter father team. It just doesn't go to the father. That's all the Mishnah means. Fine. Mitziyas Ishto, last section. So it says the Mitzia of a wife goes to the wife even if Mitziyas Ishto Shagirsha. If it's a Mitzia of a wife that was divorced, even if he didn't pay the ksuba, yet it goes to the wife. So Girsha Pshita, obviously, they were divorced. Hakamayaskina, but Mugureshes, Vein Mugureshes. No, they were only Suffolk Mugureshes. To Amar Abzeira, right, he threw a get to his wife, and it was a Suffolk closer to her or closer to him, so they were in a state of limbo. Suffolk Mugureshes. So to Amar Abzeira, Amar Shmuel, and in that state, what's the halacha? Komakam Shamur Chachavim Mugureshes, Vein Mugureshes, Baal Achaibim Mazonosei. Right, we know that in the case of Suffolk, the husband still has to support his wife. So time up, so even though he's supporting his wife still, still the mitzias are still hers. Why? Time in my amar rabbanim mitzias isha labayla. What's the whole reason that we give the mitzias to the husband? Ki hechid lo tevi la eva. Because we don't want him to be upset and we want the relationship to be nice. So hach is la eva veva. Here they're already half divorced. We don't have to worry about this issue of eva. Let's just read the Mishnah and then we'll continue tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, matzah shtar chov. If somebody finds a shtar chov, I find on the ground, Reuven owes Shimon $100. So what do I do with that shtar? Did it fall out of the Malva's pocket? Did it fall out of the Lova's pocket? Is it paid up already? I have no idea. So what do you do with that shtar? Says the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Im yesh ben achrayas nachasim, if it's a real shtar with achrayas nachasim, which is a regular shtar where if I pay it back, achrayas nachasim, then not only will the Lova's property be mishubit, but anything that he sold since the loan is going to be mishubit, so lo yachso, you can't return it. Why? Shebezin nifron mehen, because Bezin is going to collect from that, and therefore you can't return it. Maybe it was collected already. Ein ba'en achrayas nechasim, but if there is no achrayas nechasim, so then yachzir, then you can return it. Shein bezin nifron mehen, because Bezin is not going to collect from them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. I won't bezin collect from the Bnei Chorin, so we'll have to see in the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim, benkach uvenkach lo yachzir. No, you never return it. Mipnei shebezin nifron mehen. What exactly? Very unclear. What is the machlokas? What's the case of the Mishnah? What type of shtar are we talking about? So, Beit Hashem, we'll have to pick up with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.